While still in Aberystwyth, I did come across some anti-Semitism in an extraordinary form. A fellow student in my year, Austrian journalist, Chuckles Stan Price, had been as an even younger man, full of enthusiasm for Hitler and all his ideas and ideals, and been in Germany and worked for the Arbeitsdienst, but come back from a year or two doing this in order to pursue studies, and then the war broke out, and he joined the army, and he was as fit as a fiddle, and joined the army. And on one of the maneuvers that he was on, he either shot himself in the foot or trodden a mine or something. Anyhow, he shot his big toe off, or his big toe was lost somewhere. And so he was invalided out of the army, and partly because of his erstwhile convictions, and partly because he resented the British army for having got him to lose his toe, he reverted to this, or took up again, his original ideas of, you know, the hardened folk and superiority, racial superiority and all of that, and spouted this publicly when he realized that it upset me, because apart from that, we had been colleagues and friends in the same group, only about 6 or 7 of us in our year, from German. He said, well, you know, you're all right. You know the argument, you're all right, it's all the other Jews. And I remember there, because of the way he spoke, one couldn't actually argue against him, because there was nothing tangible to argue. It was an attitude which was so entrenched and so profoundly ill thought out that suddenly at that stage there was nothing, I felt there was nothing I could do about Stan Price. So I remember I walked down to the beach, I don't know if you were Aberystwyth, but it's a pebbly beach, not a sandy beach, and I sat on the pebbles and wept into the sea. I was just so frustrated and so upset, thinking that here I'd come away from this thing only to meet it again.